Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Been looking forward to talking about this. Antoine Carey is with us this morning in the Faded Foundation, and they are doing something that you are going to want to know about and get involved with in a number of ways. Antoine is here this morning along with Pastor Greg Nick from Shiloh Baptist
Port Royal.
Port Royal,
yes,
that's what I
Caroline
thought.
County.
And you're on the Faded Board, correct?
I'm on the Faded Board, yes, sir. Very excited about it. Antoine has actually done a great job. We've been around for about a year and a half now. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Antoine, it's always great to have you here. You have a permanent spot here. Whenever you need to come and talk about something, it's you are so connected and have such a passion.
Good morning, Greg. Ted, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. Thanks for having me.
This is an exciting event. June 1st is the day to have in mind. This is exciting. It's the first annual event that we're going to get into and talk about. But really a chance to get involved with the Faded Foundation. And what you do.
As stated, June 1st, the Faded Foundation, we will be having our inaugural Funding Futures Fadeathon. It's intended to be a 24-hour service for offering haircuts to the community. We scheduled to go June 1st from 10 a.m. to June 2nd, 10 a.m. at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, the Fredericksburg branch.
I like the fact that you're doing it from 10 to 10 because yes. It gives you – a lot of times somebody will do it for 24 hours and you lose time, you know, at the beginning and at the end with the late hours. This lets the community really follow this closely.
Right. So ideally we have been known and been blessed to offer free haircuts at the downtown library the first and third Monday of each month for 2 years now. So that Monday would actually be one of the normal times that we would be at the library, and we just want to extend it.
Oh, okay. So yes. That works even better. Before we get into all the details and why we're doing those, let's talk about the Faded Foundation and what you're all about.
So we're a nonprofit. We're dedicated to helping individuals impacted by incarceration. We want to help people. And I'm the reason I'm involved in Faded Foundation is because, again, as a pastor, there are so many resources that we need. You know, we need resources from incarceration, resources from drug addiction. So when I met Antoine, who actually does a great job, he's the CEO. His student, they have tirelessly poured into the community. So this Fadeathon that we're having right now will help people to get involved and be sponsors. So through vocational training and barbering, you know, our mission is rooted in redemption, renewal, and restoration. So I signed on to this mission working with Faded because it gives a chance for at-risk individuals as well as those that are incarcerated. What we're trying to do is not only to get those ones coming out of incarceration.
Right.
We want to stop people from being incarcerated. So this being a part of Antoine and the mission of working with Faded Foundation, it allows us now to impact the community through restoration enabled by grace. So, Antoine, I thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you. And I apologize. Excuse me. The Faded Foundation, facing adversity through first development, knowing that we need to improve ourselves as a individual. Then the education side, that being a barber's license, would turn someone from an individual into a professional. And lastly, the dedication piece, dedicating and pouring back into the community that received us and gave us a hand. I've had the Faded Barber Shop and the Faded & Company Barber Academy, which preceded that. We opened the barber shop in 2016 and the barber academy in 2020. And one of the things that I've known from the very beginning of opening Faded is that, you know, I wanted to be accepted in the community. My reputation preceded me in that, you know, I did receive my barber's license through incarceration. So it kind of required that much more in order to be received or accepted into the community. You know, we've offered free haircuts to Mica Ministry, anybody with a Mica membership back from 2016. We've been blessed to give a lot of opportunities to offer free haircuts in the community. And, you know, with that, we began the Faded Foundation because we know what barbering has done in my life, and it has the potential to do in the lives of others. But there are so many that stand in need of those resources in order for even enrollment. The foundation was a means to being able to offer an incentive for others to get behind it and a means of a way to support.
No, it's you're involved in so many things.
So many.
It's so many areas, and it's exciting to see around the community. This 24-hour fadeathon is really a chance financially for the community to step forward and to get involved and to be able to increase what you guys are doing.
We have a lot of people that are on a waiting list right now to get into the school, you know, and again, without funding to get into the school, that's a big part of the ask. You know, we need volunteers, and a lot of times people, when they hear, I believe, Antoine, correct me if I'm incorrect, but I believe in order to go to the school, we need sponsors because we need grants and we need scholarships. And to get someone into the school coming out from incarceration or even a student that's at risk, I believe the fee is...
We have two curriculums right now. The Barber 1 curriculum is a $10,000 tuition, and the Master Barber, that tuition cost is $12,500.
So for the random person like myself, when you think about it, Ted, when you think about it, you know, you think, well, I can't afford $10,000, but it doesn't have to be $10,000.
No.
You know, we $10, $5. We have a van right now that we were just able. One of our sponsors actually sponsored us and allowed us to purchase a van through the foundation, which makes it now viable for us to actually transport our chairs to the bar, to the library, transport to all of the schools that we're going to, civic organizations. So every little bit helps, is what I'm trying to say. The van needs to be filled. You know, lights need to be on. We need people in seats. So that's part of the reason for the fadeathon that we're having here, is to educate people. Again, we'll be offering haircuts by donation. We can talk. Antoine can speak more to that. But again, I believe many members, one body.
No, and exactly. I can look at that and say, well, I can't afford $10,000.
Yes.
You know, and you and I can, but maybe I can afford $200,
absolutely,
and you can afford $200,
absolutely,
and all of a sudden, there's $400 there,
absolutely,
and then a few others get involved, and all of a sudden, a group of us.
Absolutely, and we do have people actually out there that actually, you know, I believe when God sends a harvest into our lives, that we should be able to bless someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we, so some people out there, they can give $50,000, they can give $100,000, $1 million, but we don't want to discount that every little bit helps. So again, for those that can give more, because against, once you receive that harvest, you receive a blessing in return for it when you bless someone else.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more about this. Again, it is June the 1st, the first 24-hour fadeathon for the Faded Foundation. Pastor Greg Nick is here. Antoine Carey is here. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff already with the Faded Foundation. Antoine Carey here. Pastor Greg Nick is here as we talk about the fadeathon on June 1st. And really a chance for the community to step forward and say, really, Antoine, to say, thank you. You've been doing these, you've been doing free haircuts at the library for quite some time. You've been doing, you know, offering things, getting people licenses. You've been offering that in helping people along. It occurs to me, and we were just talking about this. This is the first time you've actually come to the community and said, we need you to get involved. And you're really doing it because you're doing it to be able to expand.
Yes,
absolutely. Again, we've prided ourselves since the inception of Faded and Company Barbershop. You know, this was years prior to there ever even being a foundation. Again, like community,
mm-hmm,
you know, the idea of community. I was telling Pastor Greg, like, for me, community is apples and oranges. You know, if I have an apple tree and you have an orange tree in your yard, you never have to worry about apples. I should never have to worry about oranges, you know. Just in this case, you know, we are barbers. So the apples that we have to bring are haircuts, you know, and we've always brought them and made them readily available and been blessed to do so.
Sure.
You know, here is the first time that we actually have an ask. You know, all of the efforts that we have put forth thus far do require resources in order to, you know, to attend these events and to, you know, bring forth our apples. This is the first time that we're saying, yes, we're going to have a 24-hour event. Come get as many apples as you want, but bring an orange.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that we planted enough seeds. So, again, once you plant the seeds, you just look for the harvest. And I believe, Antoine, that I know a lot of times it's apprehension because, you know, we're wondering what's going to happen. But we're expecting the best of this. We've given our best, and I believe you reap what you sow. So I believe once you place it out there, the world said what goes around comes around. But the Bible says you reap what you sow. So we're looking for a harvest of plenty. We're looking for a good time. We're having entertainment there as well when people come out. I believe it's also the first Friday, I believe.
This is the first Monday.
Yes. So they're going to have some music, I believe, as well.
Oh, well, so the library that you was referring to, yes. the library will be also having the music.
He's
on
got
the steps. On
yes.
that day as well, yes. that evening as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So nice
yeah.
time for people to bring out their kids. You know, Ted, if I may, you know, I've been in the barbershop many times because Antoine is the CEO, but he's humble enough. You know, he cuts my hair as well. And many times I'm in the barbershop and the community will come in. We don't even know they're coming in. He'll get walk-ins. One mother comes in and she brings three or four kids and they cut her hair. They cut all her kids' hair for free.
Yeah.
And again, never looking for anything in return. So again, I'm here for that ask to let the community know it. We do need your help. We do have a wait list. We do have people that are incarcerated waiting to come to sit in seats. People that are at risk right now with everything that's going on in the world with the guns and all the things that are going on. There are a lot of people that don't want to go to college, but they want to trade. They want a vocation. So they've told mom and dad, hey, I'd like to go to barbering school. We're here for the Faith-a-thon. We'll be there to educate them on that as well, to let them know what they can actually do to get in barbering school. But to get them in the seats, again, we need resources for that as well. That's why I'm here today. I'm here because, again, I appreciate having somewhere that I can send those people that are at risk to let them know if you're not going to college, not going to the military, not going to trade school, they can come to Faded and Company. And the foundation's here to make that happen.
No, and we've seen – well, I mean, I've seen – Cora was just in the other day. I mean, he's a 15-year-old and, yes. and has Calvante was in
last
summer. We did a radio show, and just when I've been over there, I remember when you took me around the barber shop and introduced me a number of those barbers. You know, they had gone through your program. Mm-hmm. Cool. And I mean, you've given a lot of people, I mean, and that's just a little bit, you know, me in and out. You've touched a lot of lives, Antoine, and really, what this is all about is this is you saying, "I want to keep doing what this. We want to keep doing it, but we want to do it at a bigger level."
Yes.
What resources would do would is allow us to expand our impact?
Yes.
Starting first with just a haircut. I joke around the shop and whatnot at times, but it's like you could take an old car right now. Don't put one drop of gas in it, but spray it off and clean up the tires and whatnot. That car feels as if it drives better.
Absolutely.
Without no gas, I think back to when we was younger, and you know, you get to crying to some of your mama tell you first thing, fix your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the very first thing is your
first
appearance.
Impression.
And once you straighten your appearance, you present well, you move differently, and that builds that confidence in that one individual. With this, we are trying to take it beyond just impacting the individual getting a haircut and building their confidence to offering a second chance to somebody that could, you know, help them avoid some of the ills that they may, you know, have to deal with later on in life, and to make that impact go even further. It's not just about the haircut. It really is about second chances.
Yeah. Oh, and totally. Boy, and you two make such a good point that, you know, and I'm talking about, and I've just seen people that have been impacted by getting a barber's license and for a career. But just like you say, the people that come in and get a haircut and then are able to present themselves,
yes.
and get a job,
yes.
and all of a sudden they're able to provide for their family just because of that haircut.
Yeah, it starts with, again, mama would say, fix your face.
Yeah.
You know.
It's as simple as that.
And that is the reward inside of it, that we are blessed to be able to offer those haircuts. Normally, it is for the less fortunate that comes out to utilize these haircuts,
yeah.
these services. And to see that input, that impact may not necessarily be grooming. It may be for the purpose of hygiene.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, but it is impact in real time. We see this daily with each of the clients that sit in the chair. But it requires resources in order to offer these services. Just past Saturday, we were at two events. You know, this was the first time we offered two events or did two events simultaneously. We was at James Monroe High School for a mental health fair, and we was also at Salem Fields Church for an event that Spotsylvania Social Services had. So we was trying to offer this service to both the city of Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania County simultaneously. If we have more resources, then i.e. we have more enrolled students, so we have more barbers that are able to offer these services. Exactly. With this Funding Futures event, we do have barbers and stylists that are coming as far as Richmond and for the DMV area. This is a group effort for those that don't follow Antoine Carey, but believe in the mission.
Yeah.
This is no longer an Antoine Carey thing. This is a mission.
That's exciting.
And if you want to get really serious about it, don't we all make mistakes? That's what I like about the whole, the faded. We all make mistakes. You know, of course, I'm a preacher, and I worked for Department of Justice for over 40 years. But you think about incarceration, you think about failures. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, which was one of my favorites, that wise man falls down many times, seven times. It said repeatedly, but true wisdom and faith are shown in rising again after each fall, rising again. And Mr. Carey is a fine example of that. You know, we don't fall and stay down. As many times we fall down, the wisdom is what defines a person is not the fall or the fall itself, but the ability to recover and to get back up again. And that's what the Faith-a-thon's about. That's what Faded and Company is all about, redemption. And not for just those incarcerated. We all fall. I've failed many times in my life, but
we
I
all have
enough common sense to get back up. And we're giving people an opportunity to do that. We just need, again, the Faith-a-thon is all about a kickoff for us, a fresh start, restoration, redemption, redemption. My wife likes coupons. She wants, you know, my wife loves to use coupons.
Yeah.
She wants to get the best that she can get out of whatever she's spending. And we want to do the same thing. It's about redemption for people, that show them that they can have hope through another vocation. And I believe Mr. Carey and the foundation and the students over at Faded, at the barbershop, the academy, as well as the board members are here. We're very supportive of this, and we do appreciate being here today to be able to get the word out and spread the word, be a sponsor. It's a chance to change a life.
If someone does want to sponsor, does want to get involved, yes. What's the best way to do that? Who can they get in touch with?
You can go on to fadedfoundation.org under the events tab. It will offer opportunities for you to be able to volunteer, as a volunteer, to volunteer your time as a licensed barber or stylist. We have 4 6-hour shifts that we are filling up, and also to be a sponsor. We have sponsorship tiers for a hero sponsor, which is ideally just to support first responders and military. A station sponsor, which we are searching for, is $1,000, would be able to sponsor one of those, the 10 stations for the full 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that will come with your logo and information about your business being displayed at that station. We have a $500 community sponsor tier to support our neighbors. It trickles down from there. But ideally, we are asking for a suggested donation price for the haircut. $20 haircut in the shop is roughly $45-$50.
I was gonna say, what a deal!
At a discounted rate. And even a pay ahead. You know, the fact that you are able to pay what you can and to even support someone else that may be coming in there for a haircut. Ultimately, these funds received will be able to amplify the effect that we already have now at, you know, local events in the area, and to prayerfully we want to offer a scholarship so that we can offer this opportunity to someone else, so that, you know, they can go on and do even greater.
Absolutely.
What's exciting about this, Antoine, too, is just to get new people who may not until today have even known, had even heard of Antoine Carey or heard of Faded or Faded Foundation, to learn about it and to start getting involved in telling others. That's the other thing.
Yes.
Tell others about this. When you see this, it'll be popping up over the next month on Facebook.
Awesome.
When you see it, share it on your own page.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
A great way to get the word out.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
But tell others about this, because they, like you said, what's always been exciting of dealing and talking with you, Antoine, is just the various levels that we talk when we talk about how you're helping people, individuals, families, the community.
And as we know, today is May 1st, so June 1st is not far off.
It is not. You've got a month to get the word out.
A month to get the word out, and we do need a lot of volunteers. We're looking for volunteers right now. You know, if you don't have the funding, you have the time. Time's important to us, so we would love to have people to volunteer. They can go to that same website. We have a drop-down for volunteers as well to come out and help to mentor and help us as well with all the things that we're trying to actually do out there. We can't do everything, but we can do what we can do.
Yeah, if you can give a little, give a little. If you can give a lot, yes. Give a lot. Because there are some people that are blessed that, yes. that can give a lot, like you said a little bit earlier.
Those that can't get out, again, being a preacher, prayer changes everything for us.
That's so the other thing,
pray,
too.
Pray for our mission. Pray for our vision. Yes. Pray. And we believe in the power of prayer. It changes and transforms lives. So we're asking that you would do that for us as well.
Pastor Greg Nick is here. Antoine Carey is here. Faded Foundation is our focus. And the June 1st, 24-hour Faide-a-thon, the Funding Futures Faide-a-thon. FadedFoundation.org. Go to the events tab and you'll yes. get all kinds of information. And again, spread the word. As you see this pop up over the next month on Facebook, tell others and share it on your own page. We'll continue to talk about this when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is June 1st is the day we are focused in on this morning. It is the Faded Foundation and the first annual 24-hour Faide-a-thon, a funded futures Faide-a-thon to let people really know about the mission and how people can get involved. Antoine Carey is here. Pastor Greg Nick is here from Shiloh Baptist in Port Royal. He's also on the Faded Foundation board. Pastor, the thing that excites me about, there's a whole lot of things about this.
Yes, sir.
Just the getting people exposed to what Faded Foundation is all about. I mean, that's really big. For me, about a year ago, I saw something about Antoine on Facebook.
Yes.
And I was just, I thought, I've not heard of this guy.
Yes.
I've not heard of what's going on, and just doing just a little bit of research. And was blown away.
Yes.
By the passion he has for yes. this, but also his giving back and, yes. and working through. It's so much more than haircuts. We talk yeah. about haircuts. That's the vehicle that helps.
Yeah.
Sustain some people and get people going,
yes.
but just mentorships
yes.
and community and those kinds of yes. things.
There's so much positivity at the shop when you go in.
Yes.
You know, it's like the Energizer Bunny. I can say he falls down, but he gets back up, and he actually passes that same mantra on to those that come in contact with him. I think the key word there for me, Ted, is humility. You know, when you go into the shop, you know, Mr. Carey, being the CEO, he does a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. but he teaches mostly about professionalism and being courteous to the people that actually come in, making everyone feel better. I love what you said about the car earlier, but I've actually had the opportunity to be at some of the resource fairs that we've attended at the mall, at the convention center. I've seen people come in, and they come in with their head down, but when they leave out after a fresh haircut, again, free.
Makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference. So now what we're looking for, we all are faith-based in many different faiths, but faith without works is dead. So I believe we need to have faith in action. So this is an opportunity as a community to come back and support such a great cause. We're talking about community impact, outreach. We're talking about sustainability. We're talking about also growing, as you were talking earlier off air, where this is not just for Fredericksburg. It's not just for Fredericksburg. We're talking about Caroline County, King George. Antoine is from, what county are you?
I'm from Santa Cruz, which is down Tappahannock.
Well, I don't
Essex
know where that's
County.
At, but okay.
Yeah. Most don't.
So you might want to speak on, again, the impact.
So again, I do want it to be noted that this is a mission. You know, the foundation itself, we have a board, whereas I am the founder. I don't control the board. This is mm-hmm. not an Antoine Carey thing. Barbering combats recidivism. We know that. That's why barbering is in most correctional facilities all across the country.
You taught me that. I did not realize that.
Yeah. not only combating recidivism, but, you know, that I feel like barbering can be used to prevent generations of incarceration. Mm-hmm. I think they say you kind of meet people where they are. Mm-hmm. There are more guys that are interested, young folks that are interested in barbering than being a rapper or playing basketball. You know, they already have that interest there. So given that opportunity, again, I got my barber's license in prison for free, given taxpayers' dollars. You know, we're trying to offer that as a preventative measure. We had Mr. Cora Lester that was just here, 15-year-old faded phenom. Mr. Kelvonte Cawthorn, also a master barber, you know, valedictorian of the Barber Academy of his class. We can see them going on and, you know, pursuing even greater heights and whatnot, and they never have to have that sting of incarceration a part of their story, given that they was able to, you know, access these resources. And we're trying to, you know, bring that to as many as we can. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, some of the others that have committed to their time to being at this event. We have some salons that go as far as Culpeper that have volunteered their time and they're registered to be there. Again, we have 4 6-hour shifts. So, you know, it's not ideal for someone to want to, you know, be standing behind a chair in the wee hours of the morning. But these are people that also understand, you know, that this impact could potentially have this change.
Yeah.
Blessed to say that we have alumni from the Haynesville Correctional Center Barber Program that will be participating. Great. And like a true testament to those that, like myself, received their barber's license while incarcerated, and to know that not only just to come home and to stay out of trouble, but to come home and to pour into the community, that requires sacrifice. You know, I always say if it don't cost you nothing, it's not worth nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's going to cost someone to stand behind that chair to offer those haircuts or those awkward hours. And that is the foundation. The foundation is it's more than just barbering. Barbering is just the education piece to the foundation. The dedication side is knowing or just committing to putting someone else ahead of yourself. Oftentimes, the events that we attend, they are events that are held on the Saturdays, just like this past Saturday. It is very hard to pull a barber specifically away from their chair for on the busiest day of their week order to be somewhere else to offer that service for free.
Right. They're giving up money.
They do.
But the value is in what you are doing.
Yeah.
So that is where, you know, but it's going to cost somewhere and you got to take from that. And so the foundation, the dedication piece of the Faded Foundation is trying to mentor and understand or acknowledge that value in really investing into other people, knowing that it ultimately benefits us all.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is rarely a weekend, or there is rarely, it's getting to be where there's rarely a big event where I don't see, when I come to it, someone will say, Antoine's got, you know, Faded Foundation's here, they're over in the corner.
Yes.
Doing haircuts. Yes. You're everywhere.
And again, I think back to, again, these are things that we've been doing with Faded and Company even before there was a foundation. Mm-hmm. Faded and Company, we started in 2016. Here we are, you know, many years later, and a lot of it is the same repetitive events. Thurman Brisbane Center, we're there every Thanksgiving and Christmas for years.
Years, yeah. Before anybody even noticed.
Any of these other events, we do them and they are annual events. We're blessed to be known for that. Oftentimes, it may only be an email invite and they want to offer haircuts. A lot of times, organizations don't even want to put out their digital flyers until they can confirm that they will be offering haircuts offered by Faded & Company. This is the first time that we are asking for an ask. This is the first time. We love the fact that we are able to offer these events and these services at these events, but it does require resources. And not just pouring into Antoine or the Academy or whatnot, but into the lives of those that much like myself. This is Faded and Company, Faded Foundation, everything is the result of one barber's license.
Yeah, that's what's
exciting. That was received in the Department of Corrections.
Right.
Just one. Right. And from that, now we can recognize this tree because it is producing fruit. But resources, taxpayer dollars, is what got me mine.
And you continue to give back.
And it's something of value, so it did call someone.
Yeah, Antoine, I think we also want people to know when they come to the barbershop or they come to these affairs, civic organizations, that all of our barbers have not been incarcerated. So that's a piece you might want to speak on a little bit. So
correct. And we've had someone come to the event and thought that some of the students, everyone had already been incarcerated. The first thing I would note is that we say those that have been affected by incarceration.
Yes.
And anyone that has been affected, know and understand that it did not have to be the inmate himself that felt the impact of that incarceration.
Could be son, brother, cousin.
Yes, exactly. My mother tells me that you never know how a mother worry about her child. And my mother is law-abiding citizen, never been incarcerated, whatnot, but she had a son that was. And it impacted her, my sisters, except my son, et cetera, et cetera. It has that impact. So, no, it does not have to be the actual inmate and the preventing generations of incarceration thing. Young men should not have to... They should not have to go to incarceration in order to get this education, to get to this license. And we know that they offer it there. Why do they offer barbering there? You know, like, let's get it on. Let's get it on the other side.
Correct.
And I know that it has an impact.
Well, and then you've given personally yourself. I mean, you've gone back to Haynesville. You've gone back to spoken with the Department of Corrections and go in and talk to inmates about having goals, get a license, do something.
Actually, was just at Haynesville yesterday speaking to the younger generation of inmates between the ages of 18 and 30. And yes, especially at Haynesville, due to the Haynesville barber program, everybody must go to the barber shop in order to get a compliance cut. They do know about Antoine Carey and the moves that he's making out here. And even with that, I think it would play to motivation to knowing what is possible that was birthed here through a population of people that are in need of this.
Mm-hmm.
When I go there, there are guys that are, you know, have... tried to push paperwork in order to get relocated to a facility that offered barbering prior to their release, knowing that this barber's license is the only shot that they're really going to have at success upon release.
I love the part about the seal, too.
The same Commonwealth seal that sentenced me and a lot of my other comrades that are still doing time is the same Commonwealth seal that made me a licensed professional. The exact same seal.
Really?
That is redefining. That is fixing your face. Now I do carry myself differently because, like, you have given me back what I gave away.
Yeah.
And that is value in myself. And from there... Yes, I try to do everything.
And again, Antoine, not to cut you off, but this same seal is the same seal on. We're talking about two different sides. We're talking about the beginning and the end. So again, you know, if you're incarcerated, you go in there with a different perspective. Again, you self-sacrificially, you give your time going to the high schools, going to these. I've seen you go to many events to speak on your life history. To prevent others or to give them the hope to let them know that you don't have to take this route that you have to take.
Yes.
So I admire you for that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, you have so many opportunities. I think it was at the you spoke at the University of Richmond, didn't you?
I was blessed to speak at the University of Richmond, the School of Law, to future judges, lawyers, and prosecutors.
Right.
Unreal.
I can still picture, because I saw the picture, you were in a suit and a tie. And that's what I thought, I've never seen Antoine in a suit, and you looked good.
Yeah, thank you.
But again, the various things and the opportunities that you've been able to do to impact lives or even to shape the thinking of future lawyers and judges. That's what we're talking about here.
It's truly been a blessing. My life. Like I live a very blessed life with the opportunities that are afforded me, and I call them blessings simply because I don't see how I could strategically get to, you know, the position that I'm allowed to be in now, especially from the bottom looking up. And I, you know, I try to always be a good steward of any of these opportunities. I heard a brother say long time ago, and it, like I stole it immediately, but because it resonated in me, it's like I never wanted to be successful. I wanted to be significant. I want to have an impact. That may be but standing behind a chair. That may be in front of a classroom. That may be sitting here with you this morning. But definitely, I hope in order to make an impact, and in real time. You know, Miss Juanita, and we was here earlier this week, and it was talking about the good work that's being done. And I was saying, it's like, both remain true. There's a lot of good work being done because the need is so great. You know, anyone right. can look around at the climate of America right now, and we can see.
Yes.
We can see that things are happening, and unless we are intentional in making something happen to combat that, then we can only expect the worst. You know, can't everybody do everything, and you kind of got to work from the position that you are in, and the position that I am in. I am kind of like a bridge for those that are in need, and those that have been affected by incarceration. Like, I'm biased by that, but I've been able to align and work or partner with organizations that have those resources, and through me, they can see that, you know, there are resources available. I don't need to create this sense of urgency. This barber's license is an alternative. You know, people always told me, don't do this, don't do that, but you didn't have anything to give me to do. Barbering completes that as well. Yeah. I love that barbers, unlike most other, you know, jobs, do have an opportunity to pour back into the community. Yes. Every year around back to school time, you know, you don't know too many mechanics that we just gonna do, you know, come and get free oil changes because the season is changing. But barbers, we have an opportunity that we can pour into them, not just with the haircut 30, 45 minutes. It's during that time that these young men do get to see someone that looks like them, or, you know that they had a different background or whatnot, as a business owner that does know how to socialize and you know, talk to people, is active in the community. You know, these things, and I'm just one of many. I'm just one of many here in Fredericksburg, and they need that exposure. We need to know that these stories are out here.
It never even occurred to me the impact that a barber can have because of the dialogue that's going on.
100%. Again, outside of just the barbering, you know, and that is the foundation. Development being the first piece, knowing that I need to be a respectable person.
I
need to be somebody that, because not everybody should mentor. Not everybody is somebody you should take from. So it's like knowing that I need to develop as a person first. We add the education side. So now I have my barber's license. So now I can legally offer these services to you. And then the dedication part is like, because I understand that I didn't do this on my own, that it was community, and that the community is still a very, you know, important part of any successes. You know, I talk to the students at time, and it's like, it's not about the amount of money that you made. We say, you know, Walmart is a, you know, billion-dollar industry, but the things that would stick out is, but Walmart did, you know, do this give back, or Walmart, you know what I'm saying? And then it's pouring back into the community that I think is necessary for the success. Ted, your willingness to have us on here to highlight stories of community involvement. It's not that we're making all this money or you want to highlight that. It is the giving back and putting someone else ahead of yourself.
Into the community. We take a quick final break. This is going to be a really quick break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk again about the June 1st event and how everyone can get involved financially. FadedFoundation.org. Go to the events tab for more information on this. The first 24-hour Fade-a-thon is June 1st at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in downtown Fredericksburg on Caroline Street. Antoine Carey, Pastor Greg Nick here. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Wow, this has been a powerful show this morning. Faded Foundation in as we talk about the first annual 24-hour Fade-a-thon on June 1st. Antoine Carey, Pastor Greg Nick is here. And Pastor, This is it.
All right,
this is June 1st is really a chance.
We need people to be there on June 1st. If they can actually be there, bring your families out, support us. You know, we're not looking for much. We're just looking for people to come out that actually want to impact the community. Remember, restoration is enabled only by grace. And I want to say this. If you can't come out, think about hosting a fundraiser for us. You know, you can do that for us as well, or an awareness event for us. I'm sure that the Faded Foundation would love for you to be able to help us out in that way. So again, we're a nonprofit. We're dedicated to empowerment and empowering other individuals that need help. Antoine?
I just want people to understand that this is bigger than a haircut. The Faithathon is about creating opportunities for people that are ready to, you know, enroll in the academy now. We are inviting the entire community to come out, get a cut, make a donation, even sponsor someone else who can't afford it. Every dollar is going towards scholarships, changing lives, and furthering the impact that we already have in the community. This is what community looks like, and we want as much of the community out here to celebrate with us and to bring awareness and to raise funds for these second chances.
So this is what we want, Ted. We want this.
Become a sponsor, change your life today.
Boy, you guys did that well. Do that again.
Become a sponsor, change your life today.
And that's just so key to all of this. And to have listened to you two for the last hour, you just can't help but hear the passion and wanting to do more. And this is really one of the first chances. This is really, as you talked about, you know, asking for things. This is the first chance the community has to step forward and to really give. This has been, this is you're saying to everybody, instead of just saying to a few people, you know, hey, we need some help. This is saying to the community now. We've been doing this. You've seen what we've done.
In action.
We want to do more.
Yes. Help us to do more. Help us to do more.
Thank you for having us, Ted. I know I really appreciate. Thank you, Antoine, for inviting me as well.
Yes, thank you so much.
We gotta do more. We'll do more of this. We'll do updates over the summer, and we'll talk about ways that people can get involved. This is such an easy way. And Pastor Nick, like you said, if you can't make it on the first, do a fundraiser or send some money in or. And the easy thing you can do when you see things over the next month on Facebook, share it on your page, and then tell people.
Absolutely.
Stop by the library on June 1st early part of June 2nd. If you just think, I'd like to meet Mr. Carey.
Yes,
I'd like to see what he's talking about. You'll see it in action, and you'll meet some of the people. Yeah. That's the other thing, the lives that you continue to change.
Yeah, it's easy to see the need and then touch the hurt. That's what we want to do. We want to see that need, but we want to touch the hurt also. We don't want to leave people traumatized. We want to help people to be the best that they can be.
What's it like for you, Antoine, when you go back to Haynesville and to be able to share the message that you share?
Because
you got to look at some of those people there, and that was me.
Absolutely. It's... I was just saying, like, it's hard to put that in words because, it's real, you know. It's always a blessing to be able to be there and to, you know, bring some inspiration to the guys that are there.
Yeah.
But I also have to leave them again. And it's not like I just see you later. You know, I know the conditions that I'm leaving them in. Even more so I do want to bring this to as many youth as we can to prevent them from ever having to have that experience.
You'd rather talk to them at the shop or on a street corner.
Yes.
Or in church.
Yes. As is this ask is just as serious as the need.
Yes.
This ask is just as serious as this need.
And as you have said many times, this is the Faithathon. It's about haircuts, but it's about, as you've talked about, it is about way more than haircuts.
Absolutely.
We
share so much in the barbershop. I mean, salons that people go in. That's where we share so much information and we help each other.
And as people look at you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me.
Okay.
And you mentioned that Antoine, you know, at the Faded Barbershop does your hair. You've got a good-looking haircut there.
I appreciate it. I work.
He does.
I'm there once a week.
He is once a week.
And I give because I believe. Right. Because I believe. But he also helps me on Sunday morning all to look my best for God. You know, God wants our best. So thank you. I appreciate that. Your hair looks well too, sir.
I've got none of it. So that's But the thing that one of the things from this show, Antoine, that will stay with me is when you talked about that seal, that the seal that put you into that incarcerated you gave you that license. That's a powerful. That can be the topic of your next book.
For guys that are pursuing that barber's license, the last time they seen that Commonwealth seal was on a piece of paper that had their sentence attached to it, and to see that same seal being what. Really takes you. I mean, you always be have your background, but it really solidifies you as something totally different. You know, that is transformative.
FadedFoundation.org. Go to the events tab for information on the first 24-hour Fadeathon on June the 1st through June 2nd. Starts at 10 a.m. June 1st through 10 a.m. on the 2nd. Antoine Carey, Pastor Greg Nick here this morning.
Yes.
We will do much more with you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me
so much.
Again, FadedFoundation.org. Go to the events tab. That's it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.